Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org. My email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today's question is, can staking restore a marriage and end addictions? Let me start with Malachi 2:14. You cry out, "Why doesn't the Lord accept my worship?" I'll tell you why. Because the Lord witnessed the vows you and your wife made when you were young, but you have been unfaithful to her, though she remained your faithful partner, the wife of your marriage vows. And 1 Corinthians 7:14, both these are NLT. For the believing wife brings holiness to her marriage, and the believing husband brings holiness to his marriage. Otherwise, your children would not be holy, but now they are holy. I got an email from Hannah one day. Here's what she said. I wanted to reach out to your ministry and share my testimony with you. Last year, my husband and I separated and filed for divorce. We are both young, and we were only married for 3 years. While we were separated, the Lord put it on my heart to begin praying for my marriage to be healed. I never wanted the divorce, but my husband was set on one. After 5 months, my husband decided to try and work on things, so I moved back. At the time, I was heavily addicted to alcohol and vaping. I kept asking God to deliver me and free me from addiction. I didn't know how to break free from it. My marriage was still crumbling, and my husband was going to bars till 3 a.m. most nights and seeing other women. I felt so defeated. Then I came across one of your videos on TikTok. I watched every single video you put out and immediately ordered 12 steaks. When I got them in the mail, I followed your pamphlet instructions and staked the perimeter of our home and snuck a few into my husband's car. I prayed over his vehicles and over our property, and took authority over my marriage and circumstances, and began to have faith that God would heal our marriage and free me from addiction. A couple weeks after I found out that I was pregnant, I was just such a mess and thought it was the worst thing that could happen at the time. Looking back now, I know this was God's plan for me and my husband. Over the course of this past year, the Lord has restored my marriage, softened my husband's heart, and my husband has quit going out to bars and drinking and entertaining other women, and the Lord freed us both from addiction to alcohol and smoking. I gave birth to our son, and he is our whole world. He has been such a blessing and the best thing that could have happened to us. I will be 1 year sober tomorrow, and our marriage has been restored. We are closer and stronger than we ever have been, and God has taught me so much through this process. I'm so thankful to have come upon your ministry. I know that this was the Lord's doing. I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I'm praying that the Lord will continue to bless and use your ministry. Hannah. So never give up. Keep praying. God can heal anyone and anything, and he might just heal your marriage too. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to work on your own marriage. Ask God what you need to do to make it better. Ask your spouse what makes them feel the most loved, and do that. Pray. You might pray like this. Lord, help my marriage. Help me to be a good spouse. Help me to be slow to speak and quick to listen. Help me to be sensitive to the needs of my spouse. Help us love each other like we did at first. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.